Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42, and Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate will be holding a campaign rally in Philadelphia today. It's going to be in a battleground state, Pennsylvania. Who she'll be alongside is to be determined. Could be coming out at any moment. Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. You got any lead on this one? What are we thinking?
No, I don't got any lead whatsoever. Just kidding. From what we understand, it's now been narrowed down to two people. It's between Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. It looks like Mark Kelly's name was removed late last night, and now it looks like we are down to a two-person race.
As we consider both, and obviously all the attention is on Pennsylvania, Ryan, it is a pivotal state. So I guess, like Trump in his decision of J.D. Vance, do you select someone who can help you win the election, or do you try to find someone who may be setting up kind of the future of the party going forward, or do you try to find a combination of both? And with both of these men, Shapiro and Walz, I guess the Harris campaign has a lot to consider.
Yeah, and you're definitely not going with a future candidate if you're going with Walz. I mean, he would clearly be a pick that would be somebody who they think would be effective in the Midwest in talking to independent voters and talking to voters in Wisconsin and a state like Michigan, and somebody who can be an advisor and a mentor to Vice President Harris, and also, you know, maybe be her attack dog when need be. So that's where the Walz pick would come in. Yeah, Shapiro could potentially set the party up for the future, but I don't really think they're really thinking about the future, honestly. I think they're really focused on winning and governing at this point.
And so then at that point, does that make the smarter pick perhaps the Pennsylvania governor, because you have to really win Pennsylvania likely for the math to work out in your favor?
Yeah, and he's also considered to be more of a moderate candidate. Walz seems to be a little more popular with the progressive wing of the party. Bernie Sanders has endorsed him as the potential pick. He's talked very highly of him. Pelosi also seems to be a big fan of Walz as well, since he did serve in Congress. Shapiro, a little bit more of a Pennsylvania route, where he, you know, was the attorney general, then worked his way up to becoming governor recently. So, yes, I mean, he would help you win Pennsylvania. I think there certainly is that justification, especially when he has very strong favorability ratings there. But Walz, you know, this is somebody who can talk to at least they believe, a wide range of voters throughout the entire Midwest. So there's definitely a regional pull with both of them.
And working relationship has to matter. And as we understand it, Shapiro and Harris do have a little bit more of a depth of that relationship in the past.
Yes, but what we understand too is that when Walz's team was meeting with Harris's team, that there was a very strong connection that they had, and that the sides gelled very well. And that probably explains why you see Walz pulling away from other candidates like Mark Kelly, like Andy Beshear, who were kind of favorites above him before, but now he's kind of whittled his way into being in the final two. And I think a lot of that was from how he interviewed and how he spoke with the Harris campaign, and how they've all seemed to really, really gel when it comes to that.
So Harris and TBD will be at Philadelphia, and then they head out to some crucial battleground states in the days ahead.
Yes, they're going to be hitting up states like North Carolina, Michigan, as well as, I believe, Arizona and Wisconsin, too. So it's pretty much a big battleground blitz as soon as they make this announcement.
All right, we'll be on top of it. And any breaking developments, if you're away from the radio, we can send to you immediately in the WOKV app. Make sure you get our breaking news alerts. Ryan Schmelz and our team in Washington will continue to follow the story over the coming hours ahead.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.